the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
So, Mike Vrabel was in Florham Park yesterday, and he left the building. And that may be the last time he revisits the New York Jets as a potential suitor for a head coaching job, because let's be honest here, there is nothing good coming from one Jets drive. There is nothing good. There's no good situation right now with the New York Jets. I'm dying right now as a Jet fan because you have a quarterback that is 40 years old who doesn't know if the team wants him to come back. I don't know if I want him to come back. I don't know what type of quarterback we're going to get for next year. I would like to have someone actually teach a young rookie for a change, which is why I think I want Aaron Rodgers back. But there's so much confusion. They're interviewing coaches, haven't even picked a GM yet. Like, this makes no sense, and that is the problem. The Jets continue to jet. They are an awful franchise, and Mike Vrabel would make the worst decision in the world if he chose to be the head coach of the New York Jets. If you just watched this entire season play out, the entire past 2 years play out, the last thing you want to do is say, hey, you know what? I think I want to coach the New York Jets. What is promising about this franchise? Answer that. What is promising about the New York Jets? Again, just said, they have no clue what's going on at quarterback. No clue. It's either a 40-year-old who hasn't won a playoff game in a few years, hasn't made the playoffs in a few years, or a young rookie that we've seen how the Jets have just destroyed rookie quarterbacks. Last two, Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. And amazingly enough, Sam Darnold, who we ran out of town, is going for, not going to be an MVP, but looking to get the number one seed with the Minnesota Vikings. And it's just, again, every step this organization makes, whether it's a head coach, whether it's a GM, whether it's making trades, everything is, they're so overrated year in and year out. And you feel like you're being just completely battered and bruised at the end of the season. You feel like you've just gone through a buzzsaw if you're a fan of the New York Jets. It's gross. And I don't understand how anybody competent would want to take this job. You could sit there and say, but there's so much talent there. Really? Garrett Wilson is talented, and they're trying to run him out the building. He is the top wide receiver on the team, but they make a trade for Davante Adams, and all of a sudden it's like, well, let's cater to the old Davante Adams, and let's find a way to get Garrett Wilson out here. Maybe he's not a right fit. We could build around Davante Adams. Like, what are we doing? What are the Jets doing? And that is the biggest gripe I have, and why I don't see Mike Vrabel choosing the New York Jets. I don't see John Gruden choosing the New York Jets. The Jets were lucky to get a phone call from Bill Belichick before he went to North Carolina, and they destroyed that. They completely killed the one opportunity they had at actually potentially bringing in somebody who may fix the problem of the New York Jets. I keep on hearing this quote from BT, who, I love BT, and he will live and die with the Jets. God bless him. Things don't change till they change. The Jets have not changed. Nothing has changed about the New York Jets. They are a complete and utter disgrace of a franchise. And Mike Vrabel, yeah, he's a great coach. I would love to have him. I also wanted Robert Saleh. I didn't want Robert Saleh to leave the building. I didn't want Mike Vrabel to leave the building. But you know what? I have a soft spot now. Don't come to the Jets. Don't do that to yourself. Yes, it would be. Imagine the moment that the Jets are actually good, get back to the playoffs, whoever the head coach is, whoever the GM is, whoever the quarterback is, it's going to be an amazing day in Jets history. We could pop some champagne. We can go crazy. But that is so far away. They are not a head coach away from fixing this franchise. I'm sorry. The defense completely regressed. The offense regressed. Breece Hall regressed. I know Garrett Wilson got his touches and caught his balls and put up some good yardage and had a good season. But even he, the expectation of Garrett Wilson with Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be epic. Was supposed to be record-setting. And not even close. It's a disappointment. It is a disappointment. 888-808-1019. And that's why, like, if you're Mike Vrabel, who, yeah, it was awesome to see him come through. You know that he could be gritty. You know that if he has some talented players, that he can get the best out of a guy. Like, his quarterback was Ryan freaking Tannehill. He made Ryan Tannehill work in Tennessee. So, hey, maybe he could find somebody that if Aaron Rodgers ends up leaving, if they go for a stopgap, maybe Tyrod Taylor, if they have to go for a rookie, maybe Mike Vrabel can figure out a way to get the best out of whatever quarterback's there. Or maybe it just goes back to hell. Maybe if the franchise continues to bury themselves because they do things ass backwards. You're not even going to get a GM before you get a head coach. I mean, they've interviewed more head coaches over the past week than GMs. And to me, you can't do that. You can't go, unless this head coach is going to be the GM of the team, you can't hire a head coach before you pick a GM. Like, I'm confused at what the heck they're doing over there at Florham Park. It is as head-scratching as I've ever seen this franchise. And it's been a long time. It's been a long time. And no, I don't think they're as good as people think they could be next year. I don't think they're a quarterback away. I don't think they're a head coach away. I don't think they're a general manager away. I think there are a lot of pieces away. I think that they've been overrated the past few years. The quick fix of Aaron Rodgers coming to the New York Jets backfired so bad and has set this franchise back even more. I wouldn't want to touch him. There's no interest for me if I'm a head coach right now. If I'm a vet who wants to get back into business, who's desperate for a job, maybe. But then why would the Jets want that? Like, think about this. There's a ton of options. But think about the historically what the Jets have done. They've brought in rookie coaches who have completely failed. Whether it's Todd Bowles, whether it's Robert Saleh. So you're gonna try to get Ben Johnson? I could write that script out tomorrow. He's gonna fail again. the great head coaches, the guys that are been around a little bit, have had a taste of winning, not a lot, but are really, you know, in the range of, you know, top tier head coaches, but not too far out, not too old, not too veteran, like the Pete Carrolls of the world. Pete Carroll's great, but is he going to win with the Jets? When is the last time someone of that age took over a team and won as a head coach? Now, if you want to tell me, maybe you bring Pete Carroll in as a GM, I'd be more willing to do that. Again, you're talking about a good football mind, but they've got to be leaders of men. That's why Vrabel does fit the part, but that's why he shouldn't want to do it here. We've seen the Jets basically give up. We've seen the Jets basically, I wouldn't say quit on coaches, but not care. I would say more not care than quit. Because when you have the disrespect that they've had the past couple seasons, whether it's Zach Wilson being a quarterback, whether it's Mike White, whether it's Joe Flacco, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's, you know, Tim Boyle, and players play for certain quarterbacks. And that's just kind of like a reflection on how the team plays for their coaches. No? You should go out there and play hard no matter who's the quarterback. But doesn't seem like it's been happening. And it doesn't make a difference if it's Robert Saleh. It doesn't make a difference if it's Albright. It doesn't make a difference who the hell it is that's in control of this team. And I am just, as a Jet fan, I've heard it before. Oh, you know what? No one's ever going to give up. No one's going to actually quit the team. You know what? I'm quitting. I'm quitting the New York Jets. I'm actually over being a fan of the New York Jets. I am tired of being a fan of a team that completely punches me in the stomach every time I'm turning on the TV, every time I'm watching a football game, every time I hear breaking news, the Jets did something else stupid. I'm tired of it. So I'm over the New York Jets. You want to tell me that, oh, you'll be back? No, I won't. Because they're not going to give you a reason to come back. Because the New York Jets franchise is the worst run franchise in all sports. That's why. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969. They haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 1969. And there is no light at the end of this tunnel that says they're going to get back there anytime soon. The past 2 years, they're supposed to be Super Bowl contender. They didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't even make the playoffs. They might not even have 5 wins this year. And you can't complain about Aaron Rodgers because he's back. He's here. It's not that he's hurt. He's here. And they still suck. It is the worst franchise in the history of sports. And it only finds a way to get worse and worse and worse. And I quit. I quit them. I'm over them. Obviously, for a job, I'll have to watch. But I have no rooting interest in them. I will find another team. I will, not sure when I'm going to decide that because I have a whole year now. I have a whole offseason to pick. It's like I'm in free agency now. I could do what I want. I'm going to wait around and decide my team come maybe like April, May, June. I got time.
You can pick and choose. You can go back to highlights, go back to the season.
I'll watch some tape. I'll do what I want.
Oh, yeah.
But I am done. I am not re-signing with the Jets.
next year. I'm just not doing it. And it, honestly, if you want to make a difference, I feel like this is almost the same thing. It's like, hey, maybe it's time to give up on the Jets. Maybe it is time to give up on them. Because they can't get it right. They haven't got it right. And they will not get it right. And I'm telling you right now, Mike Vrabel comes in. Everyone's going to be ecstatic because guess what? He's a great coach. If he does, for some reason, if he's stupid enough to take this job with the Jets, he'll be gone and it'll be another awful run team for another 4 years, 5 years. We'll have to go through the cycle again. Which quarterback are we going to try to draft? Which, you know, which lottery pick we getting? It's the New York Jets. I'm over them. You're done. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Craig. Again, Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. Again, you can always hit me up at HoffWFAN. Don't forget, download the Odyssey app. If you miss anything at all, you can just hit the rewind function and go back and check it out. Let's go to Craig in Mattawan. What's up, Craig? Welcome to the Fan.
Hey, Hoff, love the show. Love listening to you. Listen, I'm a Giant fan. I don't have no dog in the race. But the Jets need, like, a franchise quarterback, like I was telling the gentleman. They haven't had one in, like, four. I don't even think they've ever had one. I mean, it's like quarterbacks go there to die. It's an island of misfit quarterbacks over the last 20 years, 20-plus. Who is the last decent quarterback? Forget about decent. Quarterback they've had for, like, 8 or 9 years. I can't name one.
They don't have one. I mean, Chad Pennington's the last one that they had for a decent amount of time. I mean, Mark Sanchez had the best 2 years in a row, and then that went all downhill because GM and company screwed up and they basically took away all his weapons. They're just a poorly run team.
Yeah, but Hoff, just one thing. The only person to have success with them back to back, and I'm sorry, and I'm a Giant fan, was Rex Ryan. Like, I don't see how, I don't see how that's a bad, like, he's the only person to have success
with Rex Ryan. Craig, but here's the thing, though, when it comes down to these old coaches. And Rex hasn't gotten a job in how long? After Buffalo, when did he get his last job?
He hasn't. Also, right. You are 100%.
Right. So, and he's been out of the league. He talks a big game. It's great. But what is he going to do? He's going to come in and magically make this team, put some fire under him? No offense, and I love Buck Showalter, but it's very reminiscent of Buck Showalter. Maybe he gets a one good year out of him, and then that's it. You know, you need something that's sustainable. And I got to be honest with you, I don't see it with any option. There was one option I thought would have been good, Bill Belichick, because I think that you could have convinced him to run the team, be the head coach for a year or two, and then hand it off to your predecessors. You know what I mean? Hand it off to the next guy. Hand it off to somebody else you've been looking to, you know, mold. Listen, you can tell, like, was it Josh McDaniels? Is it Josh? Who's the guy that was Denver Broncos coach for a bit? Terrible coach.
Josh McDaniels. Yeah.
Josh McDaniels was a terrible coach in Denver, terrible coach in Oakland. But here's the thing is, I'd almost prefer him be under Bill's wing. So if you tell Bill Belichick to be the GM and head coach or whatever it is, you know, have that guy run your freaking team. If you think
there's not many people this is not a job that's glorified. It's not a job that stands out. You're not going to get the Mike Vrabels of the world. Even Pete Carroll, who served as coach in 94, got fired after 1 year. He ain't going to. I'm telling you, it's going to be hard. The only coach they're going to get is somebody being a guinea pig. You're going to test and see if they can be a good coach, a Todd Bowles or a first-time head coach.
When you had, and Craig, great job. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. When you had the best coach in history, Bill Belichick, call you up and say, I'm interested in coaching your team, and you deny him, that just shows that you have no idea what you're doing. That you can't swallow your pride and you can't realize that there's somebody that actually can fix your team who ran the Patriots for how many, for a decade plus. How many Super Bowls did they go to? How many Super Bowls did they win? I mean, Bill Belichick is up there. Now, yes, he had Tom Brady, but Bill Belichick is up there, and he is a great football mind. And that was a huge mistake, the fact that they did not bring him in. That's and Buck stops there. There's really nothing the Jets can do to make me believe that they're serious about winning. Yeah, Mike Vrabel. Why? Because everyone else wants Mike Vrabel because he's the hot girl on the block right now. Is that what it is? I mean, come on. Come on. 888-808-1019. We'll get back into the Jets. We'll also hit the Knicks a little bit later on as they lost a tough game. Played really well, though, the first three quarters. I got to be honest, man. Very entertaining game. Tough game. But the Knicks did come up short. I heard the Pete Alonso conversation, so we'll probably get into that as well. But right now, your Jets phone calls about just, I'm quitting the team. I'm done. I where people say, oh, you can't quit the team. I can, and I'm doing it, and it's over. And I'm a free agent, and I'm going to find another team. You should jump ship too, and let's pick a team together. 888-808-1019. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.